people are really suddenly concerned. Of course, they should have been concerned for a long time, but you commented when we talked earlier today that a lot of people are suddenly concerned, and they suddenly realize that maybe things are just not quite as good as we had thought they were, and they're concerned about suddenly beginning to try to get some financial security for themselves other than those pieces of green paper that we use that we call money, which really are not really much worth the paper they're printed on.
Well, Stan, I got to tell you, I just was driving my car and I turned on the radio to a public radio station, and they're talking about the same things that we're talking about right now. And you know, you never hear that. Right now, there's an economic shock that's happening in the United States that's spreading like wildfire. We've seen you almost hit every portion of the energy sector with this hurricane that came through. The oil refineries are shut down. You have, obviously electricity is a problem. You have, you know, just about anything you can think of with the entire energy sector, with the rising prices, and of course we're seeing it at the gas pump. Well, what's happening here is gold prices are starting to move upward too, because of the fact that the United States dollar has been artificially floated by the world banking committees, certainly the Federal Reserve System, the United States government. They're trying to push this fiat currency on us that's really worth nothing more than the debt and the ability of the United States citizen to pay it. And here we're now watching the energy prices rise, and that's causing a problem with manufacturing. It's causing a problem with just individuals and how much budget they have to spend on things. Production is, you know, the demand for products, goods, and services goes down because people simply can't afford to buy as much. The cost to heat their home and the cost to fill their tank with gas is eating into their budget, and they just simply can't afford as much as they used to.
And I think this is going to be a very, very real problem. In fact, it was so interesting. I was driving home last night, and ordinarily I take our call screener back to his home every Thursday evening, and suddenly I noticed there weren't quite as many cars on the road. In fact, there weren't any cars on the road. I'd never seen it the streets that empty that time. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but as the price of oil goes up, and I think that you're going to look back on $3 a gallon gasoline as the good old days, I think it before long it's going to be $4 or $5 a gallon. And what's that going to do to the price of oil? What's that going to do to the price of trucking and delivery? And this affects everything. It affects the tractors that drive our farms and plow our fields and plant our goods and harvest them. I think that we're in real problems, don't you?
Oh, there's no question about it, Stan. It's all right here. It's as plain as the nose on our face. You know, it's happening right now.
Well, then I think our job, as we did in the last hour, is try to urge people to prepare for what I feel are going to be very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, our guest today is Ted Anderson from Genesis, and we're going to be right back with him here in just a moment. After we've brought, of course, the other stations back online with us, we'll lose our Genesis stations for a few moments, and then, of course, you'll return again. But we are living in amazing and really rather frightening times, especially when we watch television and see chaos right here in America. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Ted Anderson, and Ted is the owner of the Genesis Communication Network, which carries our afternoon program all across America. Ted, you're talking really to a new audience for the next 3 minutes, so just you go ahead if you want to repeat what you were saying a minute ago. Feel free to do it.
And just we're obviously discussing energy and the energy prices rising and what's going on with that. I was just mentioning that, you know, I was listening to the public radio station on the way here. There was an expert on there talking about how more jobs will be shipped to China just because of the fact that the lower cost labor is going to bring down the cost of products in order to compete with the, people's budgets are being used up by buying gasoline. It's being used by buying heating energy and so on and so forth for the homes. And it's really causing a tremendous ripple in our economy. You could even say it's clearly a wave. The United States citizen right now is looking at the United States dollar losing purchasing power against foreign nations and so on and so forth, but we also have this rising oil price. We're now at $3 a gallon up here in the Minnesota area. It's bringing a lot of concern to the market. We're watching gold prices rise. And, of course, we're, you know, Genesis Communications Network has been supported largely by Midas Resources Incorporated. And one of the things that I want to talk about right now is the precious metals and what types of things to buy, something that would be of use in the worst of times, which could possibly happen. Like you say, Dr. Stan, one of the things that we need to do is we need to prepare. And at this particular time, the handwriting's on the wall. And that's why we have the demand picking up for the gold, and that's why you're seeing the prices rise in the gold and the silver market. And right now is the time to actually, it's like a wake-up call as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think that obviously a lot of people are waking up because I understand things have been pretty busy up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, actually, it's funny how it works. I mean, when the prices are low and everything's kind of calm, there's not a whole lot of activity, but I could say quite literally Midas Resources has done as much business between yesterday and today as we have for an entire month previously. And that's how this market is. I mean, people just all of a sudden they get interested, but it takes that thing. I mean, you need to know that. I mean, you look at the chaos that's occurring right down in the Louisiana, down in that New Orleans area, with the oil refineries being shut down, the people actually taking pot shots at the helicopters that are coming in trying to rescue people. I mean, it's just such a mess. And then you think about it, if you took an economic crisis and you put it across the entire United States, which I believe is very possible.
Hold that thought right there, Ted, for just a moment, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Ted Anderson. And Ted was just talking about the economic crisis that, you know, that seems to be looming. And then, of course, we've got the instability that we see in Louisiana and in Mississippi. And what most people don't realize is they've literally wiped out the lower part of Mississippi. And well, we have friends with houses down there. Talked to them today. Their houses are gone. Colonel McKinney has been a frequent guest of ours. His house is gone. His son's house is gone. His daughter's house is gone. His other daughter's house is badly damaged, but will probably survive. I mean, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at martial law in the southern part of Mississippi. It's completely cut off. You can't get in there because they've got guards on the roads to keep you out. And certainly, then, of course, they're even having difficulty getting food and water in there because the bridges are out. One of the greatest catastrophes of all time, and as Colonel McKinney told me, this is the greatest catastrophe that anybody has seen in this area, you know, in 100 years. But pick up the story there, Ted.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about it. The death toll, from what I understand, is going to be pretty big, which is just obviously very sad. The catastrophe is economically affecting everyone in the United States and really across the world even. I mean, they're talking about figuring out ways to get gasoline from Europe over to the United States to try to help relieve the demand at this particular time. And there's just so many things that are intertwined with this. So obviously, it's a very tough disaster. But what it is, it's a model for what really is occurring here in the United States is that there are so many reasons to prepare like you've been talking about for years. We have a fiat currency that is all based upon debt. I mean, it just, with all the people that just lost their jobs, their homes, and everything, don't think about it. They've got credit cards that they're going to have to pay off. They've got mortgages and all these different things that quite literally probably won't be able to be paid off. Bankruptcies will have to rise. It really puts the institutions that were behind them in critical shape as well. And this whole process is, you know, you can see the price of oil increasing. It's gasoline is at $3 a gallon here in the state of Minnesota, up as high as $3.19 I've seen. And it takes out too much money out of the economy that goes toward this type of thing. People can't afford to do as much. So we've been living on this credit bubble. You obviously talk about the Creature from Jekyll Island book. I know I've sold cases and cases of these books. The United States currency gets into the system through the process of debt. People take on debt and the money comes into the system and that's how we get it, but we have to pay interest on this debt and it takes a bigger portion of our hard labor to make it work. And right now we're seeing the economic effect of what a catastrophe can look like. And this is only one city in our nation. I mean, there obviously can be, you know, I mean, economically, this country is sitting in a position where things can get very tough. And I just want to let you know at this particular time, I think it's, I mean, you just definitely have to start looking at putting away some economic insurance. The people who are sitting down there in Louisiana, if they had some gold and if they could put it in their pocket and walk it away with it, they would actually have some money. If they have the money in the institutions and the ATM machines are all shut down, they can't get food, they can't get, you know, you just simply need to have something small, private, and portable. And that's why I recommend taking a look at the gold coins like I do.
All right, fine. Well, of course, it was Daniel Webster, right? Back in the mid-1800s, who said, of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money. Of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money, because it has no value. And once people begin to understand that, why, we're going to be in real trouble. And if you read Alan Greenspan's speeches on Friday and Saturday of last year at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, when he was addressing the financial leaders of this country and the world, it was very obvious that he was talking about how many of these assets that people think they have today are simply going to dissolve. They're going to disappear because there's nothing behind them. It's all illusion. Or, as Aristotle said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. Well, who, after the debacle we've seen in Louisiana and Mississippi, honestly believes we have godlike wisdom in the White House? So I think we've got real problems, and I think people have to prepare for themselves, and I agree with you, Ted. I think people need to begin making preparations now, because I think we are in for some very difficult times, and I hope that our people who listen to our program have begun to make the preparations, and I think this is a great wake-up call.
Well, there's no question about it. Stan, I mean, obviously, the people that listen to your show are very well educated. They know they need to do this. But this is a motivating factor. The time is here, and it's now. The reason why people are looking at buying the precious metals, I shouldn't say only looking at it. Our business has increased incredibly. I'm sure all the other precious metals dealers out there are feeling the same thing. The reason why that's happening is because now the wolf is at the door. They can see him scratching. They know what he looks like, and they know that there's a problem here. Unequivocally, the United States had flubbed up this particular disaster terribly. I mean, if the U.S. government would tend to the business of mending these levees rather than trying to control what's going on in the world with these wars that we're involved in and so on and so forth, we probably wouldn't have had this disaster. It's here. You can see it. You can see how badly we can, you know. There's no question about it. The leadership in the United States here is not prepared to take on the kind of problems that can happen when you have economic crises. And that's, it just gets us to the point. The reason why I came on the show today is because of the fact that I would like to make an offer on a gold coin, just so people know that that it's available. It's something that Midas Resources has available, and I think it's a fabulous way to get involved in the precious metals market. The gold coin that I'm referring to is a $5 gold piece that was issued by the U.S. Treasury as a collector piece. It's called a $5 modern commemorative gold piece. They're trading at $165. They're 1/4 ounce gold pieces. And the reason why I think that that's such a great coin to get into at this particular time is because of the fact that it's small and it's portable. It's something that you can put away, you can carry with you. It is something that has also been designated as a collector gold coin by the United States government, even though the majority of the value of this coin is the melt value of the metal itself. And they sell it, when they originally issue these things, they sell them for $235, and we have them for $165. And Dr. Stan, I just got to say that at this particular time in the marketplace, I don't think there's a better coin to get into because of the fact that it is small, it's portable, $165. Right now, to fill up a pickup truck that has a 40-gallon tank is... I mean,
there's approach to that, isn't it? Not quite, but getting pretty close there, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there was just a short time ago, a couple of years ago, one of these coins would pick up five fills on that pickup truck. Right now, you're lucky if you can get two out of it. That's where the ratio has been thrown off here. That particular coin right now is in relationship to the dollar and the oil and the energy and where everything's at. This particular, you know, if you can afford to go fill up your tank on your pickup, you can pick up these coins as well, because this is what will buy you what you need to have in the future. I'm not quite certain that the paper currency that they call the U.S. dollar here, the Federal Reserve note, will continue to have that kind of purchasing power. There are a lot of foreigners right now that are very nervous about the United States debt and its ability to pay that debt. And they're nervous about it, and they've been getting out of the dollar, and there hasn't been an incredible demand on the U.S. Treasury notes to buy those either. And, you know, that's what makes the whole thing go. I mean, I don't know how you say it. We borrowed our way into prosperity in the 1980s and the 1990s, and now we're feeling the effect in the 2000s. It's here. I mean, Stan, you've talked about it countless numbers of days on how this whole thing is put together. We're seeing it right now here in the United States as we speak.
When were these coins actually issued? How long ago?
Well, they come out. Actually, they currently issue them as well. The United States Fed started issuing gold commemorative coins in 1986. And there's an issue, one in 1986, one in 1987, and so on and so forth. And consecutively, they've come out with a new one every year. Currently, the new ones have come out, and actually, their premiums have jumped up quite a bit. They went from their 235 issue price. Some of them are trading as high as $2,000 a piece. This particular coin went from the 235 range to 700 about. Yeah, it was 700 back in 1986 where they peaked out. And then, of course, about 2 years ago, gold was down to about 248 is about
right,
what it got down.
Right.
And that's when these things backed down. I mean, you could have picked these particular coins up at their exact bottom at about $127 a piece, and now they're starting to edge up with gold a little bit. But I tell you, it's a good way to get involved in it. And I would rather bet my money, I'd rather bet my assets on a gold coin that's been good for money over 6,000 years. Obviously, it's not. It's just been issued, but its metal content's been good for 6,000 years. Than to count on the fact that that this country, the way that it's managed, is going to be able to maintain the credibility and the purchasing power of the paper currency that's being issued to me.
Well, I think it's very interesting that over in Japan, where the people don't believe in the credit system that we have, people are buying gold. In fact, apparently, that you can even buy it there like a drugstore, their counterpart. The people in China, they don't believe in a fiat money system. They're investing in gold. Those that have money are, in fact, they're becoming large consumers of gold. People, you know, throughout the world realize the fallacy of paper money. Isn't it amazing, Ted, that so few Americans really understand what's going on?
Well, that is. It's funny, but we've been kind of lulled into this false sense of security that it's always going to be great here.
Well, of course, you know, prosperity is a terrible thing, and people stop thinking about the significance of what's going on. Smart people like Warren Buffett are shorting the dollar. He lost $300 million last year shorting the dollar. What did he do? He's continuing to short the dollar. What does he know that we don't know? We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox The fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Ted Anderson, and we're talking about gold market. We're talking about a coin he has, a quarter-ounce gold coin, commemorative. Sounds like a pretty good opportunity. Did you get much of a response to that?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, I've got to say, I've been across the Genesis Network talking about them, and we've got orders for hundreds of them. Actually, to tell you the truth, I'm probably going to have to take a look at how many more I can sell because of the fact that they are limited in supply. They issue so many every year, and the numbers are much lower than what you'd find like in an older Liberty-type gold piece or St. Gaudens series coin. But they are at 165. Like I said, they are trading at a price that is off their original issue price of 235 is what you'd have to buy them from the Mint when they originally issued them. They did reach a low here because gold was low, but once again, gold has become much more popular, and a coin like this could come back to their once peak of $700 a coin fairly easily because of the short supply. You're talking about Warren Buffett, shorting the dollar. He was also buying silver. There's no question about it. Warren Buffett is one of the few economists out there that really know how money supply comes into existence and is very concerned about it. He does obviously have investments in lots of different things under the canopy of Berkshire Hathaway, and has bought into various different stocks and taken control of various different companies across the nation. One of the most astute and investment advisors out there in the market, and and certainly a precious metals guy. I've seen him get involved with that here about 5-6 years ago, and he's still there. He sees the handwriting on the wall, and probably started listening to your program, Dr. Stan.
Oh, I don't think that. I think that he knows a lot more about this than I do. I think he really has access to inside information. I know we've seen these pictures of Warren Buffett and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lord Rothschild all standing and talking together. So when you know Lord Rothschild on a first-name basis, why, I'm sure that he is in with the international financiers, and he realizes that many of them are very, very concerned about the stability of the dollar, and more of our central banks are beginning gradually to get out of it. In fact, that's what Paul Volcker talked about when he wrote an article in the Washington Post on April 10th, and if you haven't seen that out there, the listening audience, you really need to get it. And he talked about what's going to happen when the central banks just stop buying our currency, because we're spending 6% more a year as a nation than we're taking in, and you can't keep spending more than you take in indefinitely. You and I can't, and governments can't.
No, that's most certainly right. And so that's, you know, of course that does inspire the process of inflation, because the way that you get more currency into the system is through deficit spending. And then it pushes the price of tangible goods items and so on and so forth, like we're seeing in the oil market and obviously in the gold market. Now silver, which by the way is doing very well, is at this particular time, almost, what did it hit, $7 an ounce? Let me take a look. $6.98 right now. So that's up, about 20 cents. Ask on silver now is $7.03.
Well,
so that's up as well.
Well, I really think that the significant thing for our listeners to realize is that there are many people who really understand currencies, understands we have a fiat money system, but here in the United States, they've done something amazing. They've made house prices just soar. And when the housing prices have gone up, why, people have simply borrowed more money on the house. The house becomes like a piggy bank, and you can take money out of it. Of course, you'll never get it paid off, but we've created all sorts of artificial liquidity. We've done that with the stock market. We've done that with the housing market. But Alan Greenspan said these things are going to go down, because the increase in asset value has nothing to do with true value, with production. And he then talked about some wrenching problems. And he used that term both Friday and Saturday, wrenching problems, as the market begins to correct itself and we begin to get a decrease in the price of housing. Imagine what's going to happen when all these houses that have been bought with nothing down and 50-year mortgages, you know, and no interest loans, when those all come cascading down, because people now, they can't have oil, they can't go to work. Jobs begin shutting down. I think we're in some very, very difficult times. And when we get back, we're going to welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What do you think? Would you like to talk to Ted Anderson, who runs Genesis and is kind enough to broadcast our programs every afternoon? 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right here at Genesis.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991. It tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine. The fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level. And the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Roseto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, our guest this afternoon is Ted Anderson from Genesis, and we're talking about really what's happening to the economy, what the impact of the rise in the price of oil is going to have. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe, and I believe for a long period of time, that there's been an organized effort to create an oil crisis, both in this country and throughout the world. And contrary to many people, I don't think there's a shortage of oil, but that really isn't going to matter. I think there's lots of oil up off the North Slope. It'll take 5 to 10 years to get it in production and get the line built. And in the meantime, the price of oil is going to continue skyrocketing. And of course, when that happens, it's going to have a profound impact on every aspect of our society, which today is really running totally dependent upon loans from other countries. At one time, they said, oh, it doesn't matter about our national debt. We owe it to ourselves. But the truth of the matter is we don't owe our national debt to ourselves. We now owe it to other countries throughout the world, and we're totally dependent upon their support to maintain the stability of this country. And what happens if the rest of the world stops supporting us? What happens if they begin to lose confidence in America? What happens if they begin seeing the chaos that we're seeing in Mississippi and New Orleans today? Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we'd like to know what you think about this, but our plea is begin making preparations, because I believe very, very difficult times lie ahead for the American people, and I do what I do. I don't get paid for doing what I do. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and I do it because I'm trying to prepare people for the difficult times that lie ahead and trying to make them aware of the fact that we're fighting a spiritual battle on an economic battlefield, on a political battlefield, on a cultural battlefield, on an ideological battlefield, and the tragedy is most people don't even know there's a battle going on. Ted, why don't you pick it up from there?
Well, I'm just, Dr. Monteith, the thing that I'm thinking is that, you know, I've been hearing for quite some time from most economists that people should have a minimum of 10% of their portfolio tied in precious metals. I believe that that number is low. I really think it should be 20%. And now looking at Hurricane Katrina and the kind of damage that it can do and how simply fragile our economy is with the oil prices going up like it has. You know, it just makes perfect sense. You were talking about the real estate bubble. I kind of feel bad because I know a lot of people that have invested their, they got burnt in the stock market, so they, but their home prices were going up, so they decided to buy a second home, and now homes here, at least in the Twin Cities area, are not selling, and they're backing down in price. And a lot of these people have mortgages that exceed the value of the homes. And so now you have that problem to compound it. And I know, you know, looking at the statistical data on the bankruptcies on credit card debt, and now there's going to be a bankruptcy change law change again, which is going to make it more tough to get out of this debt. It's almost like we're just getting locked in. I don't know how long it'll take before we have debtor prison.
I really think that the elite that really rule this country, and I'm speaking of the occult hierarchy, and those of you who haven't read my treatise on it, you need to read it, Occult Hierarchy Part 1 and 2, but they know exactly what's going to happen, and that's why they passed the new bankruptcy law, so you may go through bankruptcy, but you can't get rid of your debt. And those debts will be with you the rest of your life. This has never happened in America. And it suddenly happened. Why at this time? Well, I believe that there is a plan. I believe there is a master plan, and I think we're going to see an awful lot of people who are going to become, indentured servants, because, of course, you owe that money, and it will follow you every place, and you won't be able to get away from it. Right now, we've got Dave calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, John. Three quick questions for you. First, number one, when things settle down in Louisiana, and when at least when they get the oil, the oil flow going normally again, if they do. First question is, how much lower do you think gas will dip down again? That's my first question. How much relief will we really get long term? The second question is, I know that Louisiana is a central vein to supply the entire country with all kinds of stuff. Is there much chance that there could be an interruption, like in the Midwest, as far as products from what's happening down there? And the third question is, involving, here in Central Illinois, I see so many people with nice cars, that obviously don't have good jobs. They're too young to make a lot of money. They drive fancy cars. We know they got bank loan to get that car. Well, what happened when you, let's face it, when you have a car that you paid $18,000 for and you make $7 an hour, there's no way you can pay it off. There's no way. The money ain't going to be there. So, it seems like the banks are done to make the loans, but it seems like someday the banks are going to wind up not getting the money, and that could make the banks fold up? You got those three questions?
I'm going to let Ted answer all three of those questions. Go ahead, Ted.
You want me to do the economic ones? That's perfectly fine.
Right, we'll start with the first one.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now? Once they get the things settled down and they get the oil flow going, is the price of oil and gasoline going to drop?
I would have to think that it would have to come down some, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to come down to, a whole lot. Because, right now at $3 a gallon of gasoline in Minneapolis, we've just come up off of $2.50, and that was before the hurricane was even here. The oil crises that we're talking about, like Dr. Sand is saying, a lot of this is orchestrated. I'm not sure if George Bush Jr. or Sr. would have an interest in seeing oil prices go down, since a great majority of their income comes from oil production. There are parts of the economy that are doing very well from this, and the companies that they own are in that particular criteria. Now, the next president, I'm not sure, but I do believe that crisis is going on. We're also talking about that debt. The way that the central banks of the world are, but the people behind the central banks, the way they harness a nation's resources by lending money to a nation, and then people have to labor to service the interest on debt. And that's, that car thing that you're talking about, and I see the same thing. Young people have the finest, fanciest things, and it's because they're up to their eyeballs in credit. The financial institutions, obviously, the backs of the financial institutions will break as people file more bankruptcies. If now you're talking about you can't even get out of bankruptcy, but still, yet the money doesn't get back there. I just don't see. I do see an economic, a complete economic collapse, just because you cannot continue to pile compounding interest on the backs of the working class and expect that it can go on forever. Dr. Stan, what do you think?
Well, first of all, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And that's your first question, Dave. I don't think the price of gasoline is going to fall dramatically. I think that they want to get it up to $5 or $6 a gallon. Why? Because they want to get us out of our cars, and they want to lower our living standards, and they want to get us onto bicycles. And why do I believe that? Well, because I've read the plan. It's laid out, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. It was came out of the Second Earth Summit meeting. It was put together by the wealthiest and most powerful meeting people in the world, who held a meeting on the ship, the Britannia, Prince Charles's ship, and it's his royal yacht, and this meeting was held before the Second Earth Summit in 1992. They laid out this plan, and it came out then as the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and they said, what we really want to do is get people out of their cars and get them onto bicycles, like they are in Beijing. Now, those are their words, not mine. And you can see this whole scam going. They've blocked drilling offshore. They've blocked drilling in the Arctic. They've blocked development of nuclear power because we just don't know what to do with the spent fuel here in America. Well, we can't have nuclear power. Well, we're building power plants for China. We're building power plants for North Korea, the brutal dictatorship there. Our technology is being put in throughout the rest of the world. What do they do with their spent fuel, nuclear fuel rods? Why, they reprocess them. Why don't we do that? Why, we're not allowed to do that in America. They've put every barrier in the way of doing it. They created the problem because they don't want to solve it. They wanted an energy crisis, and they've created one. They've run the price of natural gas up. All of this is aimed at lowering our living standards. There really is a plan to impoverish the American people, and because the poor people will not be thinking about these abstract ideas of liberty or sovereignty or freedom. So, in answer to your first question, I don't think oil prices are going to come down considerably. They may short for a short period of time, but I believe we're going to get up to $6 or $7 or $8 a gallon. And at that point, why, the American people will do what they're told to do. They'll quit being independent. They'll become increasingly dependent on the masters. And answer to your second question, I believe, of course, as far as the certainly Louisiana being a major port, being a major port for export and import, I think we're going to be in trouble for some time. I just don't see how this is going to get solved. You can't open those ports unless you can, you know, get all the water out. I think it's going to take a lot of time to get the water out of the basin there where New Orleans is. And so I think see a major economic disruption for a matter of many months, if not much longer. And then lastly, of course, I think that probably you're going to be able to get a good used car very, very cheap here before long. Any other questions?
That's only good news right there.
Well, but think of the tragedy of these people.
Oh, I know.
Because if that car, you know, is repossessed and they owe more money on it than is eventually sold for, they're going to have to come up with it. That is the horror of this new bankruptcy law that they've come up with. And they know exactly what they're doing. And they've encouraged people to buy these things that they can't afford. And you watch television, you see these ads, and what are they doing? Oh, I've got to have that. I dream about that. I want the red car. I want the gray car. I want the black car. I've just got to have it. And advertising is used to get us to buy things we shouldn't get, and you should never buy anything you can't pay for.
Well, I have a question, Dr. Stan, for you. You missed the port. Well, is the port down there totally shut down then?
I'm not sure, but I think they're having real problems there. Do you know anything about that, Ted?
Well, I can only watch the newsreels just like everybody else's. But you're right about that, Dr. Stan, because once you you just can't dump this stuff off on the dock and not be able to move the rail cars in or the semi-trucks to pick it up and move it on into the country. I'm pretty sure that port would be shut down. And I can't tell you 100% because I haven't seen that, the statistics on that. But there's no question about it. That port is crippled.
And it'll be some time. How long it'll be, whether it'll be a matter of weeks or months, I suspect it'll be a matter of months. And I think we're in for some real difficult economic times here.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of equipment and infrastructure that needs to be replaced in order to bring that town back together. And I hope that they have the foresight to at least either build the buildings up on something that if there's another flood, it won't harm as much, or at least build it back to get it above sea level. You know, That's the obvious thing to me, but, you know, what goes on down there, I mean, I know there's a lot of history and so on and so forth in that area, but yet still, it just doesn't seem very sensible to build buildings below sea level. That just...
Well, they've been doing it over there in Holland for an awful long period of time, but of course they try to keep the levees in good shape. Here, of course, the Bush administration canceled the money that was supposed to get those levees in good shape because we had to use it for the war effort over in Iraq, and $8 billion disappeared mysteriously when Paul Bremer was the chief administrator. See, I wonder what happened to it.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, you're talking about Holland, but, you know, they don't get the hurricanes.
Right, that's right.
You know, I mean, I don't know if they experience earthquakes. I think they're a pretty stable area. But, you know, I mean, in this particular case, I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, the thing is that they knew this was going to happen. There were articles written, we have them, written in 2000, you know, in Scientific America 2001, talking about exactly what has happened. They anticipated it. The plans were there, even under the Clinton administration, and then they were all canceled under the Bush administration. I wonder why. Hey, thanks so very much for calling, Dave.
Yep, thanks.
Let's go to Larry, who's calling here from San Luis Obispo. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You have a question for our guest.
Well, I want to thank Mr. Anderson for your show being on Genesis, along with Alex Jones, too. And I also had a quick question of modest means, but investing in the precious metals, would it be almost better to go, if you have small amounts of money, to go for... silver coins?
I guess it would be if you didn't have a whole lot of money. The reason why a person would want to buy gold over silver is for portable reasons. If I had, let's say, $5,000 to put into silver, roughly I would end up with about 55 pounds worth of silver, where gold I can put $5,000 away and fit it into my pocket.
Right, okay.
And so there's a, you know, for instance, in Louisiana, if you were in that New Orleans area, you'd have a hard time dragging that bag of silver out. But you could certainly have some gold in your pocket and get out of there and have some, you know. So you go back to European times, like when the Weimar Republic was being taken over and it was failing and the Nazi regime was coming in. People got out of the country because they had portable assets like gold and jewels and diamonds and so on and so forth, and they were able to barter their way out. And silver just happens to be a fairly large, heavy metal. I think silver is a great idea for buying small grocery-type items. But on a price level like this, at $165, I mean, you can get your family into a place to stay, have food to eat, and fuel for your vehicle, and get along just fine. You know, so that's why I recommend the smaller pieces of gold. I think that makes more sense.
All right, fine. Anything else, Larry?
No, that's good. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Thank you. And Ted, let's get your telephone number out just one more time for our listeners.
Sure. It's 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Just mention that you heard the offer on Dr. Stan's show. And the rolls of the coins are $3,300, but you don't need to buy them that way. You can buy them individually at $165, and I think at the time right now we all know the reason for doing it, and now's the time to really get it done.
And, of course, how many in a roll?
Roll would be 20.
Okay, fine. Well, I really appreciate so much your being with us. We got about a minute for you to wrap up the program.
Well, just real quick, Dr. Stan, I just want to really thank you for doing what you do on Genesis. It's not just me. It's all the hosts and the listeners that make it happen. I've got to say that I've enjoyed the 8 years that we've had this up and operation, and I think we really make a difference out there in this world.
I think you really do, too. Has it been 8 years? I think I've probably been with you for 4 or 5 anyway. It's been a real pleasure. I appreciate everything you do, and I know that you're motivated by trying to get to the American people with the truth, the information they're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Well, God bless you. Thank you so very much, Ted.
Thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye. All right, well, that guest has been Ted Anderson of Genesis, and, of course, he does put on Joyce, and he puts on Joyce Riley, he puts on Alex Jones, and, of course, he puts on Radio Liberty and a number of other excellent programs. So, of course, you can get them on the Internet at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com, or, of course, you can, how to get our programs. It's, well, first hour is GCNLive.com, second hour is RadioLiberty.com. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
Well, we have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blackout across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we want to suggest that if you really don't understand what's happening financially, you have any serious questions about it, let me offer you our DVD. We put it out recently. It's called The Coming Financial Crisis. The Coming Financial Crisis. And then, of course, we have a pamphlet, rather inexpensive. It's called The History of Money. And that's only $3.95. The CD, I think, is $19.95. But let me suggest you need to have this information. You need to help to get us out across America. An excellent book on the subject, The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's The Creature from Jekyll Island. We're going to explain to you how they create money out of nothing and get us to believe it has value. The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. Professor Sutton's book, Gold for Investment. Another book, Gold for Survival. And of course, is another book written by the dean of Cornell University 150 years ago, called Fiat Money, Inflation in France. It will really give you tremendous insight into what's happening economically in the world today. So then we have a video as well. It's called Phenomenon, The Money Man. So what you need to do is consider getting my DVD, The Coming Financial Crisis, and the pamphlet that goes with it called The History of Money. And then, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, Gold for Investment, Gold for Survival, Fiat Money Inflation in France, and the video Phenomenon. And you, after you've read those, you'll know more than most college professors. And you must understand that we live in a society where the central banks are owned, not by the individual governments, but by a small group of people who have a different agenda. And these people get together and they meet at secret meetings and they plan and plot our future. And I believe that they are planning the demise of the American dollar. I think they know exactly what they're doing, and they intend to impoverish the American people. And, of course, if you would like to verify what we've said about this plan, it's called, well, part of it is called the Global Biodiversity Assessment. You can get the 1,142-page at your local bookstore, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, or you can get the summary of that in our syllabus called the Sustainable Development, which contains also the Earth Charter, the World Bank Water Policy, the Population Control Agenda Monograph, and so much other information. There's a video and audio tape that go with that. You can get by separately, or of course you can get right along with it, at a reduced cost. Let me mention that we are going to be having our annual seminar on the 19th of November, Saturday, all day long, right here in the Monterey Bay area. Going to have a great program, as always, and do hope that you can come. That's the 19th of November, and if you'd like to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to find out about it. And if you're from the out of the area, give us a call, and we'll tell you the best hotels to stay at in this area. It's a beautiful area to come to visit, and I think it's important that you are kept abreast of what's really going on in the world. And then, of course, we are taking on, we start on Monday, on 16 news stations in the Middle West, a rather big undertaking, but we hope it's going to have an impact to reach so many people that today have no idea what's really going on. And really, by going on to a radio station, certainly that, people are just listening to it or surfing the dial. And hopefully something we say will begin to make sense, and they'll begin to question what they're getting out of the controlled media. And the media is controlled. If you doubt that, you need to, of course, get the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Dakdakin, the University of California in Berkeley, and realize that 5 mega corporations control the media and determine largely what you read, what you hear, what you see, ultimately what you believe. So we ask you, of course, to remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our website, radioliberty.com, where you can pull down our newsletters, listen to our programs 5 hours a day. Pray for America, pray for revival, please pray for Radio Liberty. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.